Good morning and welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour and a half of Italian music here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's just past 8 o'clock here at the lovely studios of CITR up at UBC in lovely Vancouver, Canada, which is freezing this morning, which is crazy. We had about 2 inches of snow yesterday, and that's insane enough. Hoping that spring will actually come sometime soon. Now we have the time change and everything, but it seems to have sprung back to winter. Hopefully that will change soon. Allora, benvenuti a tutti. Io sono Linda Bull. Questo è Give 'em the Boot, un'ora e mezza di musica italiana etnica e anche musica di altri tipi. Dipende poi da come mi sento ogni mattina quando vengo a fare il programma. Abbiamo sentito Riccardo Tesi, Presente Remoto è il nome del disco, uscito un paio di anni fa dalla casa discografica Il Manifesto, che è una casa discografica bellissima con tanti musicisti, tanta musica bella. E il nome del brano A Corsa, che è il mio nuovo tema, diciamo, della trasmissione. A Corsa si chiama. E oggi ho portato in studio un po' di musica sarda, perché in questo periodo sto ascoltando molta musica sarda. E devo ringraziare la redazione della rivista Sono Seccanta e Contos, che è una rivista di musica e cultura sarda che ho ricevuto la settimana scorsa nella posta. E c'erano dei bellissimi testi, delle cose, delle bellissime cose scritte su grande cantante Andrea Parodi, che è scomparso un paio di anni fa. E vi farò sentire un po' di musica sarda. Franca Masu, una grande cantante di Alghero, che canta in catalano, in sardo, anche in spagnolo, ed è veramente in gamba questa donna. Poi ho anche un altro gruppo sardo, Trio Argia, che fanno musica sarda molto interessante, e i tenores che sono, c'è un fenomeno praticamente che succede solo in poche parti del mondo, è un modo di cantare con quattro uomini e i tenori e tenore di Oniferi San Gavino. Hanno fatto un disco nel 2006 dalla casa discografica Fail May, e sono tre fratelli, Francesco, Carmelo e Giovanni Pirisi, e anche un altro, Raimondo Pidia, che canta con loro. E fanno tutti i brani tradizionali, eccetto qualche pezzo che hanno scritto loro. Vi farò sentire un pezzo che hanno registrato insieme alla grande cantante sarda Elena Ledda, che si chiama Mutos de Oniferi, un pezzo originale che viene dal disco Eprite Tottu Custu. E questo è praticamente una rima di una poesia di Peppino Mereo, un poeta da Tonara. E allora vi faccio sentire i tenores, tenore di Oniferi San Gavino.
Lucorosa, sa luna è purpurina in che lusena nuè. Entro su coro tue a spostura i ghina che una tupa è rosa. La luna è spurpurina che una tupa è rosa. Intro su coro tu e a spostura i ghina.
Sor manzano il debentu, andro a misamunare sor panor de colore. Ventu di accherrere volare proti bier fiore che i su pensamento. Pensamento, proti bier fiore di accherrere volare.
Duo spudo nel duo so, vaghe sunido cadanno in sarbure sa corte. Duo spudo nel duo, non mi te sa inganno. Ben dur dai misa morte, sorut in brazzo tuo. Vagheni du cadanno, sorut in brazzo tuo. Ben dur dai misa morte, te no mientes a zingano.
Dominica e Sulizzo, andata su tira giù do tu sa compagnia. Dominica e Sulizzo, fa che buon viaggio, torna con allegria, va in buon'ora avviso. È andata su tiraggio, va in buon'ora avviso. Torna con allegria e fa che buon viaggio.
Thank you. in sas notes luminosas e a crisis
in susinis ancora da olà e viscosi vischi in su mare e in pischera zinda da piscae fino alla canda fa portare alle min corpus può cantare cantico de gusta genia a pa cantare con sao che me così su mare nostro bello e limpio ancora da barrae vis così su supramonte busco zinni do santa urae fino alla canda fa portare alle corpo sto cantare cantico che gusta genia a fa cantare gusta o che mi vis così guardo in giara che in tinaia si da contare vis così in sa foresta bruvas e crevosa usa mirare fino alla canda fa portare alle corpo sto cantare cantico de questa genia a fa cantare con sa oghe così si isola bella ne si che oi da sa conservare fino alla canda fa portare alle corpo sto cantare cantico de gusta genia a fa cantare gusta genia cantico de gusta genia
That was the incredible sounds there of Paolo Vinaccia, and he wasn't actually singing, he's a jazz musician, he's Italian, but he lives in Oslo, I believe, and he's a percussionist who's been living in Norway for probably more than 20 years, plays with maybe most notably Arild Andersen in Tore Brunborg. And he discovered the wonderful voices of the tenores singing when he was in a record shop in San Francisco. And he saw this CD that was the sounds of this group from Sardinia called the Tenores de Neonelli. And it was one of those French releases about, they tend to be into folk music a lot. There's a one record label that does a lot of unusual traditional music, and he saw this CD and he thought, wow, I really like to do a project with these guys. And he made this CD, it was back in 96, I think, called Mbara Boom, and it melds the four voices of the tenores de Nionelli from Sardinia with basically pretty unusual jazz, avant-garde jazz stuff. And it's a very sparse sounding album, but it has this wonderful singing of these tenores. So I just wanted to play a little bit of different Sardinian music. You probably heard there some similarities between that and the first track I played, which was the Tenore de Oniferi Sangavino. And those guys are also singing in the same style, albeit a little bit different sounding because they didn't have any accompaniment, which is usually how it goes, although sometimes there might be the launedas, which is the bamboo wind instrument, which is typical of Sardinia. Very difficult instrument to play, but really interesting sounding. And in between the two tenores, I played the Trio Argia from an album called Microcosmi. And it was a track called Comare. The words to that song, it's basically a musical idea suggested by the old type of bolero rhythm, which has been developed into a song with the text of Montanaro, Comare a vos amentades, which is Comare, vi ricordate? Comare, do you remember? And Trio Argia are Alberto Balia, Enrico Frongia e Riccardo Lai. As well, they had the help of a couple of other musicians on that album, Eugenio Luglie, Paolo Sanna and Alessandro Garau. Information about that is on the Felmay's website. It's one of the Felmay distributed CDs. It's actually Dania Records, but Felmay, they're called Trio Argia, Musiche Sarde dalle alture al mare. It's a nice CD. All right, it's 23 past 8 here at CITR, and you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I am Linda Bull, and I'm here every Tuesday morning from 8 till 9:30 playing some of my picks of Italian music. May as well just continue with a little bit more Sardinian sounds, this time a little bit different. I am absolutely in love at the moment with the sound of the voice of Franca Masu. She is a wonderful exponent of a type of singing style, which is pretty unusual, I'd say, in Italy. She comes from Alghero, and Alghero is in the northwest of Sardinia, which is the island underneath Corsica, across the way from mainland Italy to the west. And it's an absolutely beautiful island, very unusual, culturally diverse place, and even more peculiar is Alghero, because it is a Catalan-speaking enclave, and she has, Franca Masu has put together this wonderful album, Aquamare. It's her second last album. I'm yet to get a hold of her latest album, but this one features many illustrious Italian musicians, Sardinian, including Paolo Frezzo, who was probably the best-known trumpet player, one of the best-known jazz trumpet players in Italy. He's from Sardinia, and he collaborates with a lot of great musicians. Also features Fausto Beccalossi, who is no stranger to these airwaves. I've been playing a lot of his accordion stylings on, he plays with everybody, and including Aldo Meola and Simone Guiducci. What else? He's on a bunch of different CDs I've played. Also, this album features Mauro Palmas, who's better known for collaboration with Elena Ledda. Gavino Morgia, another Sardinian saxophone and woodwind player. Lots of great people. Anyway, it's Franca Masu, Aquamare, and I'm going to play a track called Cares, and I can tell you more about what that means when we come back.
Es un sogno, una magia, es già la nostalgia. Veure la mia gent i aquesta mia ciutat sobre una mar e da alegria pareix que un sol sentit uneixi un poble que confiava en l'amistat i en la voluntat de Déu nostre Senyor. Una vida plena de records i desitgem i compartir les mateixes veritats.
Nostro gran
Well, that was the beautiful sounds of Daniele Di Bonaventura, bandoneonista, bandoneon player, the bandoneon, it's a hard word to say, is, of course, very well known in Argentinian tango music. Just thought I would play a little bit of accordion and accordion-related things there, that set. Daniele Di Bonaventura is born in Fermo, in Le Marche region, and he's also a pianist. He's very well known in the jazz and tango worlds, and he's also done a lot of collaboration with Corsican and Sardinian musicians, and a Corsican group in particular called Affiletta, who he does lots of work with, and they are a wonderful choral group from Corsica. If you're interested, you could find out more info from Daniele Di Bonaventura's website. That track was called La Mia Terra from his album Canto alla Terra, and featuring also the beautiful 10-string guitar playing of Marcello Peggin, and percussion on there as well. Before that was you could have heard the accordion playing of Fausto Beccolossi, who is from the Brescia area in northern Italy, and he is a frequent collaborator, indeed a part of the Gramalot ensemble of Simone Guiducci's, who is a sort of a jazz folk crossover guitarist, and from an album of many moons ago, about 2000 now, I think, Cantador, and it's probably my favorite album of the Gramalots. And it was absolutely gorgeous song called L'Alba del Bambino. And Simone Guiducci wrote that for his son. And it means it's the waking up, the sunrise of the son, of the baby, of the child. Started off there with Franca Masu from her album Acomare, Cares, which is a lovely song she dedicates to her hometown of Alghero. And it translates as faces. And she talks about all of the love and nostalgia, everything that she has, sorrow, sadness, happiness, about the town of Alghero and about her people of Alghero and of Sardinia. Okay, sono le 9:15, io sono Linda Bull, questo è Give 'em the Boot, un'ora e mezza di musica italiana, etnica e altra, qui su CITR 101.9. Adesso fra un po' vi farò sentire un po' di musica klezmer, con un gruppo Klezroim, è un gruppo italiano che fa musica klezmer. Ma prima di cui vi devo far sentire invece una cosa interessante che parla del Friends Card di CITR.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
شنير البار الجيلدن فون مش ياخ بندوبي زد صايبي نوم حالت بخير اندر ترهم ما اخذ روحا مفهوم سلام ويوم ان في يوم دوسي اسبوع مش ياخ بتكون عين تيجور ويومن فيومن لوسي اسبور مشيخ هتكومن عنديك سلور ترجمة Sankt-Jörn.
Voi vedete come ciurai.
camminai fino a non pensare più che a portarmi fino a qui eri stata tu, nascosta nei miei sogni come ieri, sola dentro di me, nei miei pensieri, così è oggi, così è da ieri. Sopra un treno ad una sola direzione, l'impossibile, la mia destinazione. Sopra un carro trascinato da un leone, viaggio verso di te, senza più ore, un tempo nuovo che ho nel cuore. Prima o poi tu saprai la verità, non è una ma qualcosa che si muove da infinite possibilità d'errore. Nacque un giorno così tra noi l'amore. Apri la porta se lo sentirai bussare.
A really beautiful song there by the wonderful singer and pianist Sergio Cammariere, and that was from an album Dalla Pace del Mare Lontano, and it's called Apri la Porta. I feel like I almost fell asleep there. You're listening to Given the Boot on CITR 101.9 FM here. It's just turned 9 o'clock. In that set, in the middle there, was Claudio De Angeli from his album Lassù nell'Oregon, and it was an instrumental called Dopo il Temporale. And in fact, although one might think that the title of that album is talking about Oregon, the state in the U.S., in fact, is talking about a quartiere of Genova called Oregina. And that's where Claudio De Angeli sort of made his first moves in music there. And he's well known for playing guitar in Filippo Gambetta's group and in a group called Liguriani. And wonderful guitarist, classically trained, but also a great singer-songwriter. All of the tracks on that album of his are original, except I think there's one track which has a poem which is not his, based on a poem. Anyway, beautiful album. And there's also a track dedicated to Vancouver in that album called Vancouver Skyline. They have he and Filippo Gambetta have played here many times. Hopefully they'll come back again. And before that was Klezmerim. They are probably Italy's, probably one of Italy's best known klezmer groups. And a track called Schnirele Perele. Speaking of klezmer, I went to see Andy Statman trio at the Chutzpah Festival last week, and it was fantastic. Great klezmer clarinetist and also bluegrass mandolin player. Just on another note. Speaking of people coming to town, Beppe Gambetta will be here on March 26th playing at the St. James Hall. He is a wonderful Italian flat picker, guitarist, and singer. He also does a wonderful array of traditional tunes and also singer-songwriter, mostly genuine by the wonderful songwriter Fabrizio De André. He does many covers of his songs and they're all wonderful. So it's March 26th at the St. James Hall, put on by the Rogue Folk Club. You can get tickets online at roguefolk.bc.ca. And I've been playing a little bit of Beppe's new album Rendezvous of late, and I'll see if I've got time for some of that later on today. What's happening in the Italian world around Vancouver? Well, tonight, actually, at the Italian Cultural Centre, there is a film, and it's free, as usual, and it's called A Shot of Espresso, the Museo Film Series. The film is called The Arrival, and it's on at 7 o'clock, so be there at 7 o'clock sharp. The film depicts the arrival of an Italian wife to rejoin her husband in a large Canadian city, which actually is Vancouver. And after 2 years in Canada, the husband feels his dream of a better life is close to realization. But his wife, far from her familiar village, feels that divergences in language and custom are insuperable. That's a strange translation. I'd probably say that they the differences in language and culture are hard to overcome. Anyway, her feelings are dispelled by simple gestures of friendship from Canadian-born neighbors, which gives a heartening conclusion to the film. The screening will be followed by a dialogue with Laura Quilici. It says the film is only 30 minutes long. I wonder if that is. Anyway, the screening will be followed by a talk. Laura Quilici has done historical research into Italian women's experiences in Canada. So that sounds like a really interesting evening if you want to go. It's free admission. I don't believe you need to reserve a seat, but you can find out for sure from the Italian Cultural Centre. And their website is italianculturalcentre.ca, and their phone number is 604-430-3337. So if you want to find out more about the Italian film happening there. Other things happening this week: on Thursday, March 12th, there is a lecture at the Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver, which is on West Hastings Street. It's an architectural lecture called Cities and Architecture, Looking Ahead, a multimedia lecture by Professor Livio Sacchi. And the Institute, in association with the Architectural Institute of BC, have invited internationally renowned architect Livio Sacchi to engage the audience in an overview of the situation of our urban areas in light of contemporary architecture, addressing issues such as new technologies, old versus new, sustainability, and typological hybridization. Livio Sacchi is a full professor at the School of Architecture at the University of Chieti in Pescara, and he's also president of the Roman section of the Istituto Nazionale di Architettura. And he is one of the curators of the 17th Milan Triennale and of the Italian Pavilion for the 10th Venice Architectural Biennale. Sounds really interesting. 6 o'clock Thursday night at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, 510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver, on the 5th floor. It's free to get in, but they do like you to register. So if you'd like to call 604-688-0809, extension 23. So that is what is going on this week in Italian events. Enough talking from me, and let's go to a little more music. I had to discover again some more Sardinian music that was in my head, and one of those old cassettes that I had was one by a musician called Piero Marras. He's a bit of a legend in Sardinia, and this album I had was a great old cassette, I don't even know where it is anymore, called Tumbu, and I'm going to play you a track from it called Trumas. Thank you.
bronza e murta ti ponzo pro ammentu. Como pasa e scurta sarvogas da suentu. Cando notana lugere sole luna e stedos. Disas di cana giugere sos ranchidos faedros. Sas animas de totusos mortores. Las truvan sus diaulos a trumas. Sus principales con sus traidores. Su tasa temporada para engrumas. Sanzone los tenía a inghiriu che canes a murone i teschi lis arrendidu a mi muzzare sala tutto so schimman vendidu anten tu sorte mala. Las ánimas de todos los mortores, las truvan sus diablos a trumas, sus principales con sus traidores, su tasa temporada. Paren grumas.
Lastimada, chi chiama Maria. Mamma proite quade, sa cara bianca venie, na de nos prochie. Sa signora nostra pranto, tasa notte a succuto, manno e sugorruto, suo san bene se sta sotto, in salve nalde una rosa, mamma
triste, non t'hai si mai visto, vanno
no patil ki pat no taisima istu vanno patil ki pat Ricchi mai preso, mai più me l'hai disciolto, di soldi chi mai molto, senza più dammi la vita. Di soldi chi mai molto, senza più dammi la vita.
La voce di Maria Carta, una grande cantante sarda, anche lei scomparsa nel 1994. E lei era nata a Siligo e morta a Roma. Una cantante e cantautrice di musica tradizionale sarda, molto conosciuta. E allora l'ho fatto sentire perché volevo far sentire un po' di musica sarda anche alla fine di questo programma. E in mezzo lì Elena Ledda e Andrea Parodi dal ultimo disco di Andrea Parodi, Rosa Resolza, è un brano Stabat. E poi abbiamo iniziato con Piero Marras, grande cantautore sardo, dal suo disco Tumbu, un brano Trumas. Allora, sono le 9:20 e ho quasi finito qua su Give 'Em the Boot. Spero di rivedervi o risentirvi la prossima settimana alle 8. Però vi lascerò con un altro paio di pezzi prima che venga Bryce Dunn a fare la sua trasmissione. So I've got a couple of tracks left to play here on Give 'Em the Boot, 9:20 here at UBC, and indeed anywhere that you might be in Vancouver is the same time. That was Maria Carta, a song called Corsicana. She is was a wonderful Sardinian songstress who many female singers have tried to emulate, and they definitely, people like Elena Ledda and Franca Masu, do cite her amongst their heroes of Sardinian music. In the middle of that set, Elena Ledda with Andrea Parodi from the album Rosa Resolza, and a track called Stabat, and started off with Piero Marras, a great Sardinian songwriter with an album from years and years ago. I think it's from the early 90s, Tumbu, and a track called Trumas. Just have a few songs left to play before 9:30 pops up, and Bryce Dunn will be here in the chair for Third Time's the Charm, so don't go away. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in beautiful Vancouver, although it is very cold today, hoping that spring will come soon. Okay, so I'll be back to sign off in a few minutes.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
ושל דבש וריח אורני היו מסיבות שכולנו צחקנו עכשיו כולנו חיילים כולם יודעים לבכות בזמן מסע ומתן כולם רוצים רק לבקש העיקר שאם אין שינויים על עוד דבר אם לא נותנים לא יכולים רק לקבל חיילים בעיניים דומות כבר אפשר ליהנות מהנוף אם זה הסיפור שכולנו סיפרנו אפשר כבר לנחש את הסוף כולם חולמים עולם בלי מלחמה כולם רוצים לחול ולבלות לרקוד ולרגש באי אדמה אש ושל נחושת ושל אור של חלב ושל דבש וערך אורני היו מסיבות שכולנו צחקנו ועכשיו כולנו חיילים כולם יודעים לבכות בזמן מסע ומתן כולם רוצים רק לבקש העיקר שאם אין שינויים מה לא בעבר אם לא נותנים לא יכולים רק לקבל חיילים בעיניים דומות כבר אפשר ליהנות מהנוף עם הסיפור שכולנו סיפרנו אפשר כבר לנחש את הסוף כולם חולמים עולם בלי מלחמה כולם רוצים לאכול ולבלות לרקוד ולרגש בעיר אדמה אש ושל נחושת ושל אור
Thank you.
That was Piccola Banda Icona, Stefano Soletti's one of his projects, and a song called Shayalim from the first album by that group, Stari Most. Just want to end up here, let you know that I'll be back next week. Bryce Dunn will be here in a few moments to do Third Time's the Charm, but I'll leave you with some more Riccardo Tesi and his fabulous diatonic accordion playing from his album Presente Remoto, a track called Maroc. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima.